Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The government continued to stonewall questions on the cost of the Christchurch rebuild, despite intensive interrogation by opposition MPs led by the Greens' Eugenie Sage.
My question is to the Minister for Canterbury Earthquake Recovery and asks, did the advice he has received on Christchurch City Council assets contemplate a sell-off or sell-down of shares in companies supervised by Christchurch City Holdings Limited or other council assets, and if so, which ones?
The question was answered for Gerry Brownlee by his Associate Minister and MP for Selwyn.
Honourable Amy Adams.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. On behalf of the Minister for Canterbury Earthquake Recovery, I think it is important to be clear that the advice I have received on the Christchurch City Council assets from the Treasury and the Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Authority is not advice of any specificity. It is simply advice on the financial position of the Christchurch City Council and their ability to contribute to the recovery. There is no list of assets compiled for the purpose of considering sales, and I have had no discussions with either government officials or the council around the particular sales of any assets.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, then ruled that ministers were not responsible for assets such as the Orion Power Company owned by the Christchurch City Council, prompting this response from Labor's David Parker.
The legislation that this House passed gave the minister the authority to, by regulation, pass regulations which can take over the Christchurch City Council. Very wide-ranging powers, which I would suggest, sir, mean that this is a question which, even in its present form, is within order, because the minister could do that and take control of Orion and sell it if he thought it was a wise thing to do.
The Speaker said Mr Parker was drawing a long bow and took a similar view of this argument from the Greens' Gareth Hughes.
Mr Speaker, with all respect, the minister is talking about the council, which is outside her responsibility. It's a clear question around the minister's responsibility. Will the minister put any pressure on the council to sell down assets of the holdings?
I understand why the member's raised his point of order, but the minister has said in relation to that question that the government expects the Christchurch City Council to consider all its options, but then the decision is theirs, not the government's.
Questions for Gerry Brownlee continued and included this one from Labor's Christchurch East MP, Leanne Dalzell.
Can he confirm that he specifically asked for the list of council's strategic assets in the context of discussions with the council about cost sharing? And if so, what other implication than their potential for inputting that the funds from selling those assets could one take from that request?
The Honourable Amy Adams.
On behalf of the Minister for Canterbury Earthquake Recovery, no.
Point of order, the Honourable Leanne Dalzell.
I seek leave to table the response from Sarah to the Minister's office, setting out the Minister requested that we advise what the CCC identified as their strategic assets and listing all those strategic assets.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection?
There was none, while, as Rhys Lyon reports, Leanne Dalzell's Labour colleague Annette King picked a target further down National's front bench.
Ms King put this question to Housing Minister Phil Heatley.
Can he recall his visit to 44 Simon Street flats in Auckland early this year? And did he notice the mouldy old damp walls, the broken windows, the peeling paint, and the one laundry for 45 flats? If so, what action has been taken to address these slum-like problems after his visit?
The Honourable Phil Heatley.
Mr Speaker, I may or may not have visited them. I've visited a lot of state houses in my time.
So Annette King put another question to the Housing Minister.
Has he been told that the only maintenance that has been done at 44 Simon Street in 4 years occurred a few days before he visited? When the entrance foyer got a new piece of lino, now called the ministerial lino, and if so, does he intend to visit again so they can get another piece of lino?
The Honourable Phil Heatley.
Well, Mr Speaker, I always suspected I was a very effective member. I noticed that member never gets a red carpet laid out for her.
But Annette King wasn't done yet.
I seek leave to table a photograph taken by Jacinda Ardern on our recent visit at 44 Simon Street showing the ministerial lino.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection? There is objection.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.